AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Trilateral talks between U.S., Ukrainian, and Russian officials on ending the war in Ukraine are expected to begin in the UAE Friday. Wasaga Magani reports.
Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky is ripping European allies for what he calls a slow and fragmented response to Russia's war in his country. For the former comedic actor,
everyone remembers the great American film Groundhog Day,
where Bill Murray's character relives the same day over and over. Ukrainians are too.
Repeating the same thing for weeks, months, and of course for years.
At the World Economic Forum, Zelensky made the same plea from last year, urging Europe to stand up as a global force. For now,
Europe looks lost.
The criticism came hours after Zelensky talked with President Trump.
Good. Look, we have a ways to go.
His special envoy was due to meet with Vladimir Putin in Moscow as the U.S. pushes a peace settlement. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump says Italy's prime minister and Poland's president have told him they want to join his board of peace, but need their parliament's approval. A number of U.S. allies have opted out. At a public hearing on Capitol Hill, former Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith defended his investigations of President Trump.
President Trump was charged because the evidence established that he willfully broke the law, the very laws he took an oath to uphold. Grand juries in two separate districts reached this conclusion based on his actions.
Food staples have been flying off grocery store shelves, while at a hardware store in Atlanta, Bill Coble bought a generator.
I have been looking at generators for years, and it seemed like this was a good time, being that we have a storm coming in.
A massive winter storm is approaching, and it could spread ice, snow, and cold across the eastern two-thirds of the country. This is AP News. A story about a license plate. Donna Warder has it.
Since 2002, Rhode Island drivers have been able to drive around with Mr. Potato Head license plates. Mr. Potato Head maker Hasbro has had its headquarters in the state, and 2002 was the 50th anniversary of the character. But Hasbro has decided to move its headquarters to Boston, and two Rhode Island lawmakers say Mr. Potato Head is no longer worthy to be on a state license plate. Republican Representative Brian Newberry says Hasbro's relocating to Boston will cause untold economic harm to Rhode Island, including a loss of tax revenue. Newberry has introduced legislation to stop the state's Division of Motor Vehicles from providing Mr. Potato Head as a specialty license plate. The plate has cost drivers $40, with half that amount going to the Rhode Island Community Food Bank. I'm Donna Warder.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.